The Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT, has taken over a local fire investigation after a body was found in a Langley City building during an early morning blaze on Good Friday and the matter was deemed a homicide. At 7:24 a.m. on April 18, City Fire Department was called to 20,596 56th Avenue. An upstairs apartment in the two-story building was the scene of a fire. On Monday, IHIT announced the victim was 47-year-old Tyler Smith, who had recently moved to the area. IHIT continues to work in partnership with the Langley RCMP, the Integrated Forensic Identification Service, IFIS, and the BC Coroner's Service to advance this investigation, which has since been confirmed as homicide, said IHIT Sergeant Frida Fong. Investigators believe this was an isolated incident and there is no ongoing risk to the public. We are hoping that anyone with information about Mr. Smith will come forward to speak to IHIT, Fong said. We are particularly interested in anyone who may have been in contact with Mr. Smith the recent days leading up to his death. Anyone with information regarding this investigation or dash cam footage from the era is asked to call the IHIT information line at 1-877-551-IHIT 4448 or by email at ihitinfo@rcmp-grc.gc.ca. Police are interested in the time from about 10 p.m. on Thursday, April 17 to 8 a.m. on Friday, April 18. Fong said anyone with information, no matter how seemingly small, about this matter should call. Right now the priorities are talking to all of the witnesses in the area, she said. Fire Chief Ken Sim said crews were able to knock down the blaze quickly. But the fire had spread, impacting a second upstairs apartment unit, as well as three ground-level businesses. Over the holiday weekend, investigators were completing priority tasks that included canvassing the neighborhood for witnesses and video surveillance, noted Langley RCMP Sergeant Zainal Sharoom. The impacts of the fire have affected the residents as well as the ground-level businesses. Tammy's hair design owner Tammy Bryden watched from the parking lot as Langley City Fire Rescue members mopped up a Friday morning fire at the downtown building that has housed her hair studio for 11 years. I had a client who was going to the gym in the morning. And she called me, or actually texted me and said, I don't know if you know about the fire at your shop, Bryden told the Langley Advance Times. While the fire was upstairs, she's waiting to find out the extent of damage to her main floor business, likely smoke and water, she predicted, as she can't afford closing up until the building is repaired. I'm hoping I can keep the business, Bryden said.